This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On top of things, conversation about what you care about. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria on the Monday program. A lot of conversation about two things today. This is going to be something that will work its way through, I believe, this week, this month, as school gets started again. There are many people who are signing on the dotted line for loans to go to college. More and more people also are getting scammed as they sign these notes, not realizing that they will be indebted forever and ever and ever. And the culprit here are the student loan servicing companies. They are the ones that collect college loan repayments. They are the problem, not part of the problem, but the problem with college debt. They have not fully informed borrowers. This is a gray area of the law, and it brings me back around to what the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says you have to be aware of. You do not have protection. There are a lot of scams around, we can help you reduce your monthly payments. Yeah, and then you'll be paying from now until the 12th of never, and so will your children and your grandchildren. Now, if you want to borrow money, then, you've got to be responsible for paying it back. This is not about, the problem with a lot of people is, like listening to Bernie Sanders, everybody should go to college free! Nonsense. But 70% of the college loan borrowers are qualified for lower federal loan payments than what they are being offered. Because the interest is questionable as to how it's calculated. There was a survey last year of 30,000 borrowers, all kinds of abuses involving loan services. But again, most of it is the loan servicing companies who manage the loans for the banks. So I'm going to fast forward you or somehow give you a sort of personal story as it relates to not only student loan servicing companies, but mortgage loan servicing companies. You've heard me perhaps off and on over the last month or so talk in vague terms about a lawsuit that I'm involved in regarding my home in California. I'm not going to get into too much of the detail of it, but I'm suing the loan servicing company, and there is unbelievable skullduggery that goes on. What I've found out in the past week or 10 days, actually, about how this thing works. If you've seen the movie The Big Short, this is exactly what the movie was about. Exactly, exactly, exactly. And I'm betting that there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of you who have gone through the same thing at the behest of this gray area, which doesn't have as much. The regulation is on the banks, not on the loan servicing companies. So this company, SPS, is a servicing provider for a number of banks. This is big business. This is a company owned by a hedge fund. That's how much dough there is involved. This is a very profitable business, and they become more profitable because they are chasing people out of their homes, getting into, I'm in the process on one hand of renegotiating a loan. On the other hand, people are trying to foreclose on the same loan at the same bank using the, we don't know where they could do this and the law allows us to do that and this, that, and the other thing. So anyway, the amount of fraud here is unbelievable. And because I'm not Casper Milquetoast, most people, when they're in these situations, they just walk away. because they have big lawyers and they...
Well, they're frustrated.
Well, it's frustrating. Plus, they have the weight of all these lawyers. Yeah, I mean, these guys have been threatening me. They're going to put me in jail because my loan was fraudulent and all this other stuff, which is nonsense. But they keep hammering away at you, and that's where most people give up.
They're just bullies.
If they were allowed to do what they want to do in the end, they would get not only the total repayment of, and this is the scam, not only the total repayment of the loan on my house, but they would make between $400,000 and $500,000 on top of that, getting me out of the house. I get nothing. They get all the proceeds from selling the house. And this is what goes on, and these people are getting away with it. And so I just said, nope, I'm not doing this. You can... You know, you can threaten me all you want. I'm seeing through this, and they're just a bunch of greedy bullies. And so what happens, we are at another milestone in this event that's been going on now, as I said, for months this week. But they try to settle. Over the weekend, they send a settlement off. Well, we've done this, and we've gone back to our client, and they've agreed to do this, that, the other thing. Which gives me half of what I'm entitled to under their own. The judge came up with a settlement. Judge was brilliant. He was great. I told you the story, I think, didn't I, Jennifer, the day after I came out, the judge was brilliant. He got both sides together. He did an excellent job.
You felt so good about it.
And I felt good about it because there was something in it for everybody. Everybody came out clean. So, no, these guys want to do that? No. They want to screw around and try to keep me from getting anything. And this is how these companies, that's why the hedge funds love them, because they can screw with people, they can throw them out of their home, and then they can keep the proceeds of what they get for selling the house. And the government's not involved in this at all. So I say to those of you who go to loan mortgage brokers, you better know whose side these guys are on, and it's usually theirs. They're trying to get the most for the money, and you're not going to read all the stuff. I remember the day I signed that stack of papers. We counted them. My signature was needed 140 times that day. Now, if you don't think that's asinine. And so that applies to borrowing money for a home and not having the ability to especially adjustable mortgages, to really come out of it fair and square. Same with the student loan servicing companies. Look out. Watch out for what you sign. It is very complicated, and the poor service that they give you, hasn't the Department of Education gotten involved? None of these people. And now's the time of year when people are going to be signing all these loans. So
point, I think that most companies, I mean, even when I bought my car, and it wasn't for the loan, but when I was signing for my car, they don't expect you to, and they don't want you to read all of the paperwork, because I was sitting there with my parents reading all of it, and they said to me, you're reading all of that? Like, surprise. And I was like, yeah, I'm giving you a ton of my money. Of course I'm going to read it.
Well, one of the things that people don't realize when they look at these things, they're actually paying bonuses to the servicing companies. It's very troubling to see how these things, they'll take in their service fees, they have their costs, and then they add... this is a $61 billion a year business, folks. You don't think there's all kinds, and never mind how much there is in the loan servicing business for mortgages. This is, because the banks don't want to be involved in all. This is a separate entity that manages this money so that they can sell it off. They do what they call tranching it. I found out that the loan that I have on my house is owned by six different people. Six different hedge funds own a piece of the loan. So you're never going to get to anybody who's actually making a decision. So they give it to these loan servicing companies, and they can run roughshod. They can do whatever they want. And unless you can get to somebody who's a decision maker, you're going to get it up the you-know-what. So, does that sound crude?
No.
No.
It sounds accurate.
It is.
Sadly, yeah, it accurate. Sounds accurate.
Crude and accurate, maybe.
Yeah. So I don't think they have this, Kara, in the automotive loan business yet. Pretty much all of them, you're doing business. I will tell you that here's how it works in the automotive business. There are four banks that pretty much put up all of the dough. Chase is the biggest one. So the chances are, not at General Motors, but let's say you buy from a secondary market, like most of the imported car, the Jaguar, Rolls-Royce, Range Rover, Rolls-Royce, any of these companies that you pay to, if it says, like on my payment, it says Land Rover of North America. Well, Land Rover is the servicing agent for Chase who loaned the money. And so it is in the automotive business, just not all across the board. So it's pretty much, but they build in fees. When you buy your car, I'm just remembering this now. When you buy your car, there's a separate note. If you're leasing it and or buying it and financing it, there's a service fee of about $250 that goes right straight to the loan servicing company. That's what that service fee is. They don't get it. The dealer doesn't get it. It goes to, in this case, Land Rover or to, you know, whomever. I think even General Motors and Chrysler and Toyota and Ford, they all got enough dough so they have their own servicing. They have their own loan.
Yeah, I got my loan through my credit union because they have better rates or better interest rates.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if you're borrowing it through General Motors, you get your car. Victoria, did you buy a General Motors car? You bought it? Did you finance it?
Chevy.
GM?
Yes. Yeah.
You did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you paid the fee.
I don't
remember,
know.
You don't remember.
I just took the keys and I let Lewis sign everything. I was driving around the lot doing donuts. Yeah. I don't know what he was signing.
Anyway, it's just these three scams. Number one is the mortgage scam. Number two is the student loan scam. Number three, to a lesser extent, is the fee, the scam that you pay when you buy a car. But it's all the same sort of thing, so I wanted you to be aware of it. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Well, sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30, in store 10 online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Monday time at 23 past the hour. I'm Doug with Victoria and Jennifer. Let's see, we have JoJo. You're going to have to help me with this. Wiz Khalifa. How is it?
Khalifa.
She has a new album called Mad Love. And I don't know how much I can apply this to my own circumstance or not. F apologies is the... how'd you clean this up, Kara?
She's released a clean version, no apologies.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you know it's what she really means.
Yeah, yeah. Right. This is her first album in 10 years. She's had trouble with her former record label. All these people have the same trouble with the record labels. Why? I thought there was a way around it, so you didn't have to use the record label.
There was this crazy story that came out a couple weeks ago, and her old record label apparently encouraged her as a young girl to inject herself with supplements to lose weight because she wasn't skinny enough. And now they've taken all of her old music off of iTunes and Spotify from her first album, so no one can listen to it unless they already own it. It's just... They're
these
terrible.
Record companies are just, it's, yeah. I mean, you look at all the stuff with Dr. Luke and Kesha and what Lady Gaga's gone through. It's just crazy.
Ah, man, what greed. Isn't it amazing?
And JoJo, 10 years ago, was the biggest. She was huge back then.
Huge.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, what is it? She goes by what? JoJo what? How do we work the rest of it?
JoJo Khalifa is a separate person.
Yeah. Yeah. Wiz Khalifa is a rapper guy.
Right.
All right, so there's two people together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if they had babies, they'd be JoJo Wiz Khalifa.
All right. There you go.
Thank you. All right, so that's our first song on New Music Monday, F Apologies. Yeah. Next song from Jake Owen.
Girl, I need to talk to you.
By the way, Victoria, how's our track record on picking new music in the last couple of months as to what actually is making it moving up the charts?
We're very on trend.
Are
I'm
we?
Happy to report, yes. Yeah. We are very on trend.
Keep track. Maybe
and
we
sometimes
can do
ahead of the trend. In some
Kara,
cases
maybe,
with Maren Morris, ahead of the trend.
We can maybe do a review of every once in a while of what we said. It'd be like Casey Kasem. We can review what we said was going to happen and see if it actually did happen.
All right.
All right. So this is Jay Gowen from a new album called American Love. The song features Chris Stapleton, Jen Jen, who won the Grammy for Best Country Album of the Year this year.
Yeah. Performed with Justin Timberlake, that inspired Justin to want to do a country album.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Justin would do a great country album, I bet.
I think so, too. He's got that little bit of Louisiana soul.
Yeah.
If he ain't gonna, I don't hear much about his being married to Jessica Biel.
They keep it really private, which I love.
Yeah. Did she have a baby?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Kid with a weird name, right?
Yeah, something weird. Don't they all, though?
Yeah, they do.
All right, so anyway, this is Jay Gowen. If he ain't gonna love you, I'm guessing the rest of it is I'll be happy to love you. Is that how it works?
I'll be happy to step in.
All right, next item of new music here, New Music Monday, Cool Girl. This is Tove Lo. Sweden. I'm a cool girl.
She's a cool girl.
Sounds a little like Madonna. Yes, no?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Young Madonna.
It's kind of auto-tuned up, isn't it? And, you know, the weird thing is, this song is blowing up right now. Lorde, who had her, you know, she's got a new album coming out, too. She tweeted that Tove Lo just dropped the song of the summer, meaning Cool Girl. And, you know, it's kind of bizarre because she has a great voice. And she sings on Nick Jonas's hit song, Close. And she also sings with Coldplay. And she's got a fabulous voice, but yet this song is very, like Jen said, overly produced.
She's on the Coldplay track Fun, their latest album.
Which is a beautiful song.
Yeah. Tove Lo and Cool Girl, item number 3. New Music Monday time, 28 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Forward. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. We have lots of friends and family together here. Some family news that we ought to check out, ladies. Video games and their unhealthy message for girls. I wonder if you agree with me that many video games contain unrealistic body images, pretty provocative sexuality, and too much violent behavior.
Yes, check,
females
check, and check.
Displayed as sexual objects and the weaker sex. And if you look at the top-selling U.S. video games, most of them contain unhealthy messages for girls, including unrealistic body images, as I was mentioning. This is a study that's out from the child advocacy organization Children Now. A distorted picture of women. Children are consuming an hour and a half of this stuff a day on average.
Wow.
This is really sick. A steady diet of an increasing proportion of their media diet is that I said earlier this morning, children under the age of, 12, 14, something like that, ought to not have any access to this stuff at all. But there are lots of these things. 54% of the games surveyed contained female lead characters, while 92% had male lead characters. I don't know how that number doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, right?
Yeah, I think the bigger issue for me is it doesn't make any sense the way that women are dressed in video games, because I've seen people play and they're all like war video games or fighting video games, and yet the women are still wearing
lingerie.
Yeah, lingerie.
Right. You mean you don't fight crime in your lingerie, Kara? What's wrong with you?
I mean, I do when I have to, but I prefer not to.
Well, the giggling, it's sort of like the stereotype for a partner's on the air. The blonde bimbos that are supposed to be giggling while the hosts are on the air saying, that's not. Thank you.
Oh my God! Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So who really appreciates that? Who thinks there's value in that except fat old white guys?
Well, they're the ones who are, they're not old, but, the dorky kids who live in their mom's basements, they're the ones who are designing these games. So they're designing these women. It's like that movie Weird Science. I mean, they're designing women that they'll never talk to, and they're putting them as the stars of these video games. And then little boys grow up with an unrealistic image of what a woman looks like. It's a vicious cycle.
So how do we stop it? What do you do?
Well, I think parents need to step in and say, wait a minute, this is, know what your kid is playing. My little cousin is not allowed, he's 11, he's not allowed to play violent video games. Uh-huh. All of his friends, however, they all play the most violent video games I've ever seen.
Let's fast forward this a little bit to talk not only about girls and the images that they have, but about young guys. We hear the battle cry amongst some who are concerned about the mental health of the youth in our country. The kinds of things that we've just talked about expose young men and women to all kinds of horrific stuff. And that leads to children acting up and out. Misbehavior in children is becoming epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know it is. I mean, go to the grocery store. Look at these. I was in the grocery store the other day. This mother has three children with her, and she's slapping them around, and the kid's yelling, screaming at her, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that, and she's trying to bribe them with popcorn or some other.
Yeah, that's something you shouldn't do.
Oh,
well, and that's part of the problem, is they get rewarded for that bad behavior, so of course they're going to do it over again. And I think a piece of it, and I hate to hand you this piece of raw meat here, Dougie, but here you go. I mean, a piece of it is the foods that we're giving our kids are stocked full of so much sugar that they just go bananas, and then there is a discipline thing. I mean, this new current crop of parents, I think, you kind of raised kids as you were brought up, and this was the first generation of kids that are now parents that were kind of given everything. I mean, that was part of the 80s generation where everybody kind of got what they wanted. We wanted to be super good to our kids.
Well,
they're
not following through on what they say. My mom was telling me a story. She was at the pool the other day, and the mom was on the side of the pool, and she's telling her kid, okay, time to go, but she just keeps saying it while she's sitting on the edge of the pool looking at her phone and not actually getting up to do anything. I was like, no, if you want your kid to get out of the pool and get ready to go, you get up, pack your stuff, and you start walking away, and then and then they get out and follow you.
My daughter will not use, I don't know whether her husband has taken this, not a pledge, but they don't use their personal devices around Miles. They don't, they put them away. So my question here has to do with all of this stuff and how it is affecting children and their mental stability. Doctor at the American Academy of Child Psychiatry said parents ought to be paying particular attention to children who radically change their behavior quickly, watching for trouble with friendships, aggressive behavior, destructive behavior, high anxiety, fear, clear clues to possible problems. Parents who notice these symptoms ought not to hesitate to seek professional help. Prejudging your child's mental state can be detrimental as well. The first step in seeking help is to have a psychiatrist evaluate the situation. How many parents, I hesitate to ask and I hesitate to tell the story, I was talking to some friends of mine who are in the neighborhood. They have the younger children, and they go to guidance and counseling for this, especially the younger boy who's very petulant, shall we say. Is that a good word?
Mm-hmm.
Not respectful. And you can see it in his behavior. And it seems to be more with young boys than young girls. Do you think that's the case? I mean, we see all this acting out. And if that's the case, why is it more with young boys than young girls? What is there about what either how we're treating them? Is there a thing mother and son versus mother and daughter, father and daughter, father and son?
It's just different. I think that that kids go through different stages. You know, I mean, boys are going to be boys. They're going to be the ones that are a little more rambunctious. I mean, I do think there's some biological differences there between the two. But, I mean, I know the same amount of girls who have different behavior problems, but maybe it's not just coming out in physicality. You know, it's coming out in other ways. It's just boys tend to be more physical, I think, when they react.
Well, you know, and I think I don't have kids. I don't really know a lot of little kids, but I would just guess that a part of the problem, especially if you're noticing, Doug, that little boys have this problem, kids don't play outside as much as they used to.
They don't.
So there's no way. I mean, I'm a big dog lover, and I know that I have to exercise my two dogs or they eat the couch.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with children. Your little boy has to go outside somewhere and run it off and get rid of the energy that he's bottling up.
The girls need to too.
And the same thing with girls, too. Yeah. I think girls do channel their energy in a different way, like Jen was saying. But little boys need to be outside running around until they are fall down tired.
And they don't.
And that doesn't happen anymore.
These devices, they're all the kids are weak.
Yep.
And they're pale. They have
strength. They have vitamin D deficiencies.
No physical strength. Yeah, the kids are... There's no physical strength
for kids. When the kids, just like dogs, and I know, like, you know, whatever, send the hate mail, but it's just like dogs. As Cesar Millan says, my favorite dog trainer, a well-behaved dog is a well-exercised dog. And it's the same thing with
that's
kids.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a very important point. Food for thought. 43 past the hour. The story of the donkey whisperer. Up and coming here. Meanwhile, it's time. Oh, you want to do that, Carol?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to keep testing you today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Good job.
I think we can call you Quick Draw McGraw.
That's right.
Sounds good. I like it.
All right. I want to talk about Super Beets for a minute. Super Beets. You want to maintain your healthy blood pressure levels? This is the way to do it. Call 800-655-4183. Do you want to make sure that your muscles and your brain and everything in your body is getting complete blood flow? Call 800-655-4183. If you want to have a supplement that is all natural, tastes good, and every day can add to your lifestyle and perhaps to the length and health of your life, call 800-655-4183. If you'd like to try a new product, the Super Beets, you'll call in your first order and get an extra month's supply free with the first 3 months. 800-655-4183. Doesn't taste like vegetables. I like the black cherry. You'll like it too, probably. There's nothing artificial about this. It isn't going to stimulate you in a negative way. It's going to get the blood to where it needs to go to make your body work much better than it is right now. And all you have to do is call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert from the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
La la la. La 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 la. 47 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria.
Such a
okay. There's a fellow in London who is very close to donkeys.
What does that mean?
Go either way.
I feel like that's a bad story beginning.
His name is Mark Ineson, owner of Real Donkeys.
As compared to fake donkeys?
Blow-up donkeys.
Yeah. Been studying animals for 20 years. Says that donkeys are among the most emotive creatures he's ever been around. So he has this fellow from one of the local entertainment groups teaming up with him to offer donkey rides with a difference. The technology allows children to hear the animals as they speak and have it translated into English. In fact, they're getting full sentences out of these donkeys now. They get nudges. They get facial expressions. This is just, he said, dogs, look at how expressive your dog is. Donkeys can lift a paw or a leg or a foot like dogs lift their paw. They show emotion this way. One of his favorite donkeys is a donkey named Carl. He has won an award, Best Beach Donkey in England. They work closely with them day in and day out, pick up mannerisms on their emotions, and translate that somehow or other into English. So the technology behind, they have a machine that analyzes the unique sounds of the donkey. Frequency, vibration, yee-haw!
So what do donkeys say? I mean, are they commenting on what we're wearing?
Are they...
Do they like Hillary? Do they not like Hillary? I mean, what are they saying?
They're Democrats. I mean, donkeys are Democrats.
Right. Donkeys are Democrats, yeah.
Do they like Bernie better?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a difference between a donkey and a jackass.
Yeah, both are Democrats.
Right, yeah.
Wah-wah. Kara.
There's a donkey, there's a jackass, and there's a, what's the third?
The
donkey.
Mule.
The mule, thank you.
Well, the mule's half donkey, half horse.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, Tony,
you're
so
smart. You know a lot.
You want to talk to the animals?
I'm a good Democrat. I know my donkeys from my jackasses.
To England. 50 minutes after the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Music from Tootsie. This was a pop hit, but it was used in Tootsie. From 1982. Today is Dustin Hoffman's birthday. So how old is he, Chucker?
He's old.
How much? He's Let's old. Let's try this again. Take two. I guess see if Kara can work a little fast. She's fast on the uptake in some ways today, but not with you.
Right.
So.
I said he's 79. He's 79 years old.
Is he really?
He is.
Believe it or not, that's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Wow. You know, of all the actors and actresses we talked about this show in the last 23 years since I've been on, I mean, it is a little bizarre that Dustin Hoffman is 79 years old. You know, the good thing about you, Doug, since I've known you, you've been 68 for the last 5 years, so that's a good thing.
I knew there was a zinger coming in. All right. Chucker has the box office totals for us in a moment, plus a couple of other items from the movie news department, if he's allowed to come back on.
Okay.
We'll gauge this according to his attitude in a moment.
Did you know that dogs can get the flu? It's serious and very contagious. Chicago-based veterinarian Dr. Natalie Marks.
The dog flu spreads quickly in urban areas, doggy daycares, and dog parks. That's why it's so important for dog owners to know the facts to keep their four-legged friends healthy.
If This Dog Could Talk is a campaign raising awareness for the dog flu, something that's only been present in this country since 2003. Dr. Natalie Marks.
The best treatment option for the dog flu is effective prevention. There are vaccines available. You should speak with your veterinarian to decide if your pet is at risk.
Visit doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag ifthisdogcouldtalk on Twitter. That's doginfluenza.com and follow hashtag ifthisdogcouldtalk on Twitter.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
All right, 56 past the hour now. The Great Wall. Matt Damon plays a Chinese person in this movie about Chinese history. I'm looking at this weekend. I went to see, you're going to laugh at this, Tucker. I went to see Bad Moms because I was alone on Saturday night.
Really?
Okay, well, go. Yeah. And I didn't like the beginning. I didn't even know who Mila, I knew who she was, but I didn't know what she looked like.
Yeah.
But I found myself thinking that Kristen Bell was the most likable of all the people, and Christina Applegate played the bad guy, sort of bad mom. And
did you like it?
It was okay.
Did you laugh?
I didn't laugh, but it was moderately amusing. All right, Tony. The reason I bring it up is because
let me get this. It's a comedy. You liked it, but you didn't laugh. Okay, that makes sense.
So, but the reason I bring it up is because the Chinese production companies that are involved in this. I mean, every time I said this about Star Trek and Jason Bourne, now this Chinese movie about the Great Wall, they had to put an American actor in it with a bunch of Chinese. What the hell's going on here?
Well, Independence Day 2 has that issue, too. I don't know. I haven't seen Bad Moms. I can't speak for that. But, the bottom line is a lot of foreign money is being fueled into a lot of these big studio films because, you know, the studio, if it just played in the U.S., they couldn't afford to spend $250 million. Yeah. So they have to take foreign money to inject into the budget. So they're going to have some play. Speaking of box office, Warner Brothers Suicide Squad opened number one, the biggest August opening ever, $135 million in business. Yes, the reviews were more negative than positive, but this is what I'd say. There's more positive than negative here. Overall, I liked it. I thought Will Smith was excellent. He was the Will Smith of 20 years ago. He plays a character called Deadshot. Margot Robbie was outstanding as Harley Quinn. I think she's going to be a huge movie star going forward. Overall, I give the movie a 6.5 out of 10, and if you like this genre, I recommend it. Jared Leto's Joker, a little bit bizarre. I can't really get a gauge until I see more of the character in the future, as he's just a supporting part in the overall film. But he's not going to make anybody forget Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson. Let's put it that way. Number two, Jason Bourne, $22 million. 61% drop off week to week. That's a bit stiff. $103 million in 10 days. Bad Moms, $14 million, $51 million in 2 weeks. The Secret Life of Pets plays fourth. And Star Trek Beyond round out the top five, a 59% drop off. That's a lot.
All right, Chucker. Chuck Curry with his report here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.